With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.
I came to a place where to live was the exception and to die was the norm.
The writer Elie Wiesel, winner of the Nobel Peace Prize, survivor of Auschwitz and Buchenwald. Wiesel was born in 1928 in Hungary, where the Jews who lived in his small village were unaware of the Nazi Holocaust.
There were massacres 100 kilometers from our place, and we never knew.
Then the government rounded up foreign Jews who could not prove their citizenship and packed them off to the border. One man escaped and returned to the village, claiming to have survived a massacre.
And nobody believed him. And I would listen to him night after night, thinking the man is crazy.
In March 1944, the 16-year-old Elie Wiesel, his family, and the other Jews in his village were sent to a place they had never heard of, Auschwitz.
If Roosevelt had gone on radio, on CBS, and said, Jews in Hungary, the enemy is cruel. The enemy plans to take you to Auschwitz, and Auschwitz is a death factory. We would have believed him.
And fled into the mountains. Within 6 weeks, Hungarian Jewry was liquidated. Elie Wiesel survived. His mother, father, and a sister did not. To commemorate the Holocaust, the Paulist Press has published The 6 Days of Destruction, which includes 6 stories about the tragedy by Elie Wiesel, and a liturgy for congregational observances by Rabbi Albert Friedlander. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. When he was 16, Elie Wiesel, later to win the Nobel Peace Prize, was sent by the Nazis to Auschwitz. There, killers killed, victims perished. The death camp was a society with its own rules, customs, and culture.
The fire burned, the corpses were incinerated, the ashes were dispersed, and the sky was blue, and more people came, and more people died.
As the Russians approached Auschwitz, the Germans transferred their victims to Buchenwald. Elie Wiesel says to the Germans, the killing of Jews was even more important than repulsing the Russians.
The trains that took Jews to their death camps had a higher priority than the military trains going to the front.
American soldiers liberated Buchenwald, horrified at what they saw.
A sergeant, a black sergeant, who was crying like a baby when he saw us.
Elie Wiesel and the other survivors of Buchenwald were mere skeletons, and the Americans gave them all their rations. Wiesel had come from a religious home and would never have eaten non-kosher food, but in the death camp, he would have eaten anything, even Spam.
I remember that day I picked up a military can of something Spam. And I put it to my lips, but I didn't eat it. But that was enough for me to faint, and I fainted. I woke up in the hospital.
Elie Wiesel, in his book 6 Days of Destruction, tells 6 stories about the Holocaust. The book includes a liturgy by Rabbi Albert Friedlander to be read aloud in recognition that the catastrophe belongs to the world. It was published by the Paulist Press. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. Elie Wiesel, who won the Nobel Peace Prize in 1986, was an orphan at the end of World War II. His mother, father, and a sister died at Buchenwald, and the teenaged Wiesel and other young survivors of the Holocaust had no place to go. France learned of their plight and took them in, and Elie Wiesel was sent to an orphanage near Normandy.
The slightest gesture towards us fills us with gratitude, because every moment is a moment of grace.
Elie Wiesel adopted French as his language and studied at the Sorbonne.
I had every morning a very important problem to solve. Should I walk to the Sorbonne and eat a sandwich, or take the bus and not eat a sandwich?
Wiesel became a correspondent for a French newspaper and later for a paper in Israel. Wiesel says it took 10 years after his liberation from Buchenwald for him to find the words to describe the catastrophe, and he did it in a 140-page memoir called Night, one of the great works of Holocaust literature.
After the war, I knew that since, after all, I am alive, I have to do something to deserve it, to be worthy of that survival. And I felt, as a Jew, so strongly about the need to bear witness, because the entire Jewish history could be comprised in that expression, to bear witness.
The Paulist Press has published Elie Wiesel's latest book, 6 Days of Destruction, 6 stories about the Holocaust, along with a liturgy by Rabbi Albert Friedlander. While Elie Wiesel eloquently bears witness, he cannot answer the fundamental question about the Holocaust. Why?
If there is an answer, it's the wrong answer.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. In 1956, Elie Wiesel had no idea he would one day win the Nobel Peace Prize. He was working in New York as a correspondent for an Israeli newspaper, and one day, as he crossed the street, he was struck by a taxicab.
And I woke up 10 days later in the hospital.
Elie Wiesel, survivor of Auschwitz and Buchenwald.
I wanted to laugh, you know, to have gone through the war and die in an accident in New York. It's funny.
For a year, Wiesel was on crutches and in wheelchairs, and his visa was about to expire. He managed to see a man at the immigration service.
And he said, why don't you become an American citizen, for God's sake? And I said, how does one do that? I never thought of it. And he said, I'll teach you how, I'll show you how.
In 1985, Wiesel was chairman of the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Council and an attention-filled confrontation at the White House. He urged President Reagan not to visit Bitburg, the German military cemetery where Nazi war dead are buried.
I was trying not to make it as a challenge, but really as a plea from the Jew that I am, from the writer that I am, from the American Jew that I am.
In 1986, a journalist from Norway cornered Wiesel in the lobby of his apartment house and gave him some startling news about the Nobel Peace Prize.
I want to tell you that in 2 hours we go to press, and the headline is that you get the Nobel Prize tomorrow. I said, please don't. Don't. I said, call. Here's a telephone. Go and call your editor. I have no idea about all that, and I don't think it's true.
It was true, of course, and the prize has opened many doors as Elie Wiesel bears witness to the Holocaust. The Paulist Press has published his latest book, 6 Days of Destruction. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. Elie Wiesel says that no honor or award will change him, not even the Nobel Peace Prize, which he won in 1986.
I'm not saying it. I'm not grateful. I am. It's a very great opportunity. And it's a great recognition, of course, the highest recognition in the world.
Elie Wiesel writes in French. His wife translates his work into English. Wiesel is the author of some 30 books, but only 4 or 5 deal with the Holocaust.
I believe one cannot write about it, and yet one must write about it. One cannot speak about such a subject, and yet one must speak. One must bear witness.
His newest book, 6 Days of Destruction, counts 6 separate stories about the Holocaust, each story connected to the biblical view of creation and the beginning of man and woman.
In this case, it's the end of man, the end of humanity.
The Paulist Press, a Christian publishing house, published 6 Days of Destruction, which includes a liturgy by Rabbi Albert Friedlander to be read aloud by both Jews and non-Jews.
This is an event which touches every single human being, of course every single Jew, but every single non-Jew as well. And somehow we must feel that we are part of it.
Elie Wiesel says he does not believe in collective guilt.
But the young Germans today have an extraordinary opportunity, privilege, and burden at the same time, to do something with the memories that they have inherited.
When the Nobel Peace Prize was announced in Oslo, Norway, Elie Wiesel was described as a messenger to mankind. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.